You're sitting in a bar, possibly on your fifth or sixth pint, and you're trying out all sorts of different beers. It probably seems like an extremely easy task to go about making your own in a vat in the back of your garden or something. It can go horribly, terribly wrong. If you're interested in learning a little bit more about how to do it properly, we're talking to Keith Thomas, who's the director of Brewlab, which can offer a bit of a steer on this. Keith, you started up Brewlab back in 1986. How has the skills that you need changed since then?
The skills have become more commercial. Certainly when we started off, there was a lot of home craft brewers who were brewing in kitchens, brewing at home, making okay beer. But when it came to be applied on a commercial scale, it's a rather different market. So what we provided was the quality control, the quality assurance, the sort of say, now let's look at this beer. You know, is it to target? How long it lasts? What's the shelf life? What could be the problems? And in fact, I started this company doing a beer festival where I bought in a load of beer, and I was very proud to be able to present cask beer, and it was awful. It was, in those days, really bad. And when I went back to the breweries and said, you know, you've got this contamination and these bacteria and things, you know, people didn't know the technology. So we started these courses to show people the quality control. And then we started going through and how to brew and the technology, and in a way brought in the marketing and a bit more of the finance structure. So it's a big package now. It's not just the technology. It's also putting it together, thinking, where am I going to brew? What do I need the legislation for? How about looking at the market before we start? All that sort of stuff.
So when you've got, you've got a number of people who are now interested in brewing. They've gone from doing it for friends, doing it in their own, you know, in their own shed or their own house, and they're thinking about, maybe I could start this up. And you're seeing the growth of lots of smaller brewing businesses. What's the biggest jump that people have to make when they're going from, say, a labour of love to a small business?
The technology is probably similar. It depends on the level of production as to how much you invest in that control. But, you know, we show people the laboratory side. But the big difference, in a sense, is to launch commercially, you've got to be a business. You've got to go out and sell it. So one of the things is, you can make wonderful beer, but if you haven't got the selling skills, and if you don't know the market, then you're not really going to be making a success. And to be honest, I have seen some breweries where we visit them, and there's some wonderful beers, but they're not in the pubs because, to be honest, perhaps they're spending all their time making it and they don't have the investment in the staff to go and sell it. So when we talk to people and we say, this is what you need to brew in order to make a business, you've got to be more than just the one focus on the technical. You've got to actually know it as a business, have the financial control. And there's some wonderful people who can make great beer but don't have much of an idea about, you know, the marketing and the structure of the business and so on. So I think, you know, what we've brought in is people who can provide that additional bit, and people who can then install it. You know, where is it going to go? You might be able to produce the beer, but you're not an engineer, so you've got to be able to produce the kit and put it together and integrate it into the system. And, you know, how trends have changed in a way. Maybe 20 years ago, people were looking at a standalone brewery in an industrial unit, but now there's quite a lot of breweries in pubs, breweries in community centres, and breweries in big homes and so on. So there's a different element, and some of the small breweries are doing very well. So you take a little pub, you put a little brewery in, it brings a lot of people in for the publicity, and they're dead keen to see what's made on site. So all of those different elements, from, you know, standalone through to just craft in a garage almost, needs to be covered to different degrees of technology.
And you're training a number of people to a certain level in a shorter course than you'd normally, like, instead of doing a long university style course over several months, you're doing a slightly shorter one. What can you learn in that period of time to help you to get on the road to making your own business and your own beer?
It's very attractive to say I've got a degree in brewing, but that's 3 years, and a lot of people want to start up, you know, fairly quickly. They've maybe a change of career or something, or retired or something, and they want to get going. So our courses are very compressed, very, very intense. We do a 3-day, which is just looking at the industry. What's the industry about? How big is it? How much would it cost? We do a 3-week where people actually work in our training brewery, get some practical skills, and we do a 3-month course where they brew every week for 3 months. So, and those beers can go out into commercial sale, and they can get the feedback and the marketing. So as a package, that provides them with the general overview with the practical skills.
And where do people go for this sort of training?
Well, we're based in Sunderland, so we've got a purpose-built unit, we've got a brewery on site, we've got a brewing laboratory where the students brew, we've got a proper laboratory for the quality control and a dedicated teaching facility. So we're based in Sunderland, students have accommodation locally, they come, they dedicate the time there, and they've got the local pubs where the beer can be tasted.
I'll put you on the spot a little bit here. If you're sort of, from your experience over... well, a long time in the industry, what's the one big thing that you'd really, really stress that people absolutely need to remember, and the one big thing that you stress that people really, really need to avoid doing?
Well, they need to know the basic practical production skills. You can't go anywhere if you don't produce, can't produce the beer. You or somebody has to produce that and has to know the technology. Years ago, you could do it off the back of a homebrew packet. You could do A, B, C, D and get something. But nowadays, you need to know the technical. You then have to have the good business skills. And I think what not to do is try and do it all alone. I think, you know, brewing is a sort of, in a way, it's a collaborative activity, and you need to involve more people. And if you've got that understanding that you've got to have it as a business and bring more people in, it should guarantee the overall view.
Thank you very much.